Kia ora and welcome back. And I'm very excited to have on the line with me an absolute pillar of New Zealand music, formerly, or I guess still part of Fat Freddy's Drop. He has just released his new solo single, Just Fine. I have Dallas Tamaita on the line. Good morning, Dallas.
Morena.
How are you going?
Going good, thank you. Yeah,
tell me, how's life? What's it like being solo at the moment? How's that going?
Oh, yeah, no, it's all good. I mean, this is my solo project, so, Freddy's is still the main breadwinner, so to speak. So I'm actually leaving for Europe on Tuesday, and, on Wednesday, I'll be sitting in Madrid.
Wow.
With a cold cerveza.
Ooh, love it.
Yeah,
oh, that's a quick turnaround. What are you doing over there?
We're just catching up on some shows. You know, we haven't had a gig in Europe for 2 years, so there's lots of people out there waiting to see us. You know, the band's huge over in Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
Really just catching up.
Oh, well, that is so exciting, and I'm slightly jealous right now. But yeah. Anyway, we're here to talk about Just Fine, which came out on Friday. So why don't you tell us a bit about the song?
Yeah, it's just the third song of my new solo project. Devin Abrams, a.k.a. Pacific Heights, produced it for me. I've got a young keyboard player by the name of Leo Coghini playing all the flash bits and pieces on there. We're collaborators, and actually Leo's been amazing. He's a super talented, really young, just genius level keyboard player living in Wellington. And, he's actually jumped on quite a lot of my stuff. He was on No Flowers and Spider. And he's in the studio with me working on an EP, along with Devin. You know, Devin's been my producer from day one. So, yeah, I feel like we've got a good team there.
Well, I have to say, I think it's so cool how, you know, you use up-and-coming talented musicians, and I think that that's particularly so important in the New Zealand music industry. I just want to say it's an amazing song, by the way. It's so good.
Thank you.
What's kind of the inspiration behind it?
Oh, it's just it's a pretty simple kind of song. It's, the song's about waking up. Waking up in the morning, and it's about getting on with the day. but it's also about the importance of dreams. And, I spent a lot of time in my youth being fascinated by dreams and dreaming.
Yeah.
You know, that other place that you go to, and just that feeling of almost like it's the other world or the real world.
And that
you couldn't imagine another place that was more real than that dream that you were in. And then you wake up and you're in reality, and probably the first 15 minutes you really wish you were back there. So it's something like that.
I think it's very like poignant theme for a song, because dreams like tell you a lot about your real life as well, I feel. So yeah, it's just such a good song. I really enjoy it. Did this when you were first making the song, did you kind of have a vision in mind for how you wanted it to sound, and like did it end kind of where you expected it to?
Yeah, I reckon it did probably end where I expected it to. Thanks to the help of Devin. The demo that I sent to Dev, the first demo I sent, Yeah, it's a little bit straighter and a little bit more, it's just a little bit less fluid.
Yeah,
it's a little
yeah.
bit too rigid. And then he just kind of loosened it up, you know. He's a really good drum programmer. He still used my guitar and my bass that I sent him, so that's me playing the guitar and the bass. But he's just built the beats and built the song around that performance and the idea of the song, which is a little bit being a little bit dreamy and, you know, using your imagination and waking up and lazy. That's what my playing is. It's so lazy. All my music friends will be shaking their heads going, oh, what's this guy up to?
Speaking of dreams, you know, with Fat Freddy's drop, you guys have had such an incredible amount of success, and you're so popular, and rightly so. Has there ever been a moment where you thought, wow, I must be dreaming this?
Oh, yeah, I've probably had those moments quite a lot, actually. I kind of always feel like, you know, your hard work will pay off no matter what. You've got to be prepared for the ups and downs.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
it. I mean, you know, the longer you stick at something, and, you know, music has been the one thing I've been able to focus on. You know, there's everybody has one thing that they can focus on.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just feel like the longer you stick at it and the dealing with the ups and downs, you know, eventually success will come your way in that thing that you're trying to do, no matter what it is. Yeah, I definitely did feel like I was dreaming there a couple of times, and actually probably still feel like it's the fame thing, or, you know, and that doesn't happen often, not really, but when people recognise you, or when your song plays at a cafe and you're sitting down eating your eggs benny, you know, that kind of took me a little bit by surprise.
Yeah.
But the other stuff now, I feel like, you know, getting good as band, as musician, success as band, you know, that all comes from hard work.
Yeah. Oh, that's some inspirational words there. Thank you so much for those.
No worries.
So you've kind of touched on it already. You're off to Madrid shortly, but what's happening for the rest of the year for you?
We'll get back. I mean, we're away from 5 weeks, so that's a long tour. I'll come back and then, yeah, continue to work on music with Freddy's, and also just must continue to work on my solo project. So there's no hurry for anything, you know.
Take
it easy, but at the same time, there ain't no bills getting paid when I'm just taking it easy. So, try and stay busy. But things are all good for now. The tour to Europe's really going to help us a lot as band, just reconnect with our audience over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, before you know, it's the end of the year, and then we're hopefully doing some summer shows and whatever. So, you know, looking forward to, as the world gets back to normal, looking forward to getting back to normal ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, it's been a slow process, but we are getting there.
Yes.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on the show, Dallas. It's
all
much
good.
Appreciated. Your new single is just fantastic.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Getting ready, I assume, probably, for the travels, and have an amazing tour.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And that was Dallas Tomita from Fat Freddy's Drop, but that's not what we're talking about, because he's just released a new solo single, Just Fine. Here it is now. Enjoy.